Thanks for God's guidance. We're going to edify each other with God's words.
我们从圣经的真理里面哈，我们多能够认识我们敬拜的神。
And from the truth described in the Bible, we're going to get to know our Lord.
而且我们从圣经的话语也知道怎么样来敬拜神。
And from the words in the Bible, we have also learned how to worship God.
我们来看路加福音第八章。
Let's take a look at Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章
Luke chapter 8
第十五节
Verse 15
路加福音八章十五节
Luke chapter 8 verse 15
十五节
15
那落在豪土里的就是人听了道持守在诚实善良的心里并且忍耐着节食
Verse 15, but the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience.
这句话是主耶稣在他做了一个撒种的比喻里面最后的结论。
This is a conclusion Jesus drew when he gave one of his parables. This is a parable about the sowers.
2000年前主耶稣来到地面上传讲神天国的福音。
About 2000 years ago, Jesus descended onto these words and started preaching gospels.
他常常用比喻来讲。
And he often used parables.
因为神国的是一个属灵的很抽象的东西。
Because the matters of the heavenly kingdom is a spiritual matter.
那么主耶稣就用我们人呢、当时候的人最能够了解的生活上的实例来解释天国的事情神国的事情
It was abstract so Jesus used the daily life the events that took place during daily lives to describe the theory of heaven to the people
那在路加福音第八章第四节到第八节就是那个比喻原来的内容
In the verses 4 through 8In chapter 8 of the Gospel of Luke, is the parable itself.
他说有一个人去撒种。
He said a sower went out to sow his seeds.
那撒在四个地方。
And he sowed his seeds in four different places.
第一个地方撒在路旁边。
The first place happens to be the wayside.
那么鸟，天空的鸟看到就过来把它吃掉了。
And the birds of the air saw what was there and came to devour it.
第二种土地是在那个磐石上，石头地上面。
And the second place happens to be on some rocks.
那虽然它发芽了。但是那石头很多一下子就死了。
Even though the seeds sprang up, it withered away quickly because it lacked moisture.
第三种是荆棘地。
And the third place is amongst thorns.
那这个虽然生根了，也发芽了，也长起来，但是呢，那个上面太多荆棘了，它就长不出果子出来了。
So even though the seeds sprang up, the thorns sprang up alongside with it and choked it.
只有在一个好土里面长的撒的种子里面才会长出来
and only those who fell on the good ground were able to bear fruit eventually
然后它发芽成长大
because they are able to spring up and yield a crop
然后开花结果
and it's able to bloom and yield a crop
这是人每个人都知道的道理
and this is the theory that everybody knows
因为主耶稣要用这个每一个人都知道道理来解说天国的道理
so Jesus used this common parable to explain the theories to the people at that time
从第九节到十五节就是主耶稣的解释
and from verse 9 to verse 15 are an explanation of the parable itself
这个解释啊，只向门徒解释，没有向群众解释。
And the explanation was only given to his disciples; it was not given to the multitude.
主耶稣他的门徒就问主耶稣啊，你为什么不解释清楚？你到底在讲这个比喻是做什么呢
？Because his disciples came to ask him, saying, "What does this parable mean?"
这个主耶稣说这个解释不给你给大家解释，只给你们门徒解释。
And Jesus said, "I'm only giving this explanation to you because the mystery is not to be explained to the public."
圣经现在每一个人都买得到。
Nowadays, everybody can purchase a Bible.
很容易看得到。
And you can see it everywhere.
但是很多人看不懂的。
But many people, although they read, they don't understand.
因为没有神的圣灵启示他。
Because they do not have the Holy Spirit of God who
看过去以后，好像没有看过一样。
So even though they read it, it felt as if they have not.
我们知道为什么吗？
And do we know why?
因为这是神写的。
Because the Bible was written by God himself.
哎，神借着借用圣灵借着人啊，这个圣经写的作者写出来的。
Because through the movement of the Holy Spirit, God moved the authors of the Bible to write out.
神把他的意思借用圣灵借着人把它写在圣经里面。
And God used his people so that his wish is expressed by the pens of these people.
好像我们今天接到人家的一封信。
As if in nowadays when we receive a letter.
哎，如果这个封信是你爸爸写的。
If your father sent you the letter.
哎，那你。你我们做子女的一读就晓得爸爸妈妈在讲什么。
Obviously, the children have no difficulty understanding what their parents want to convey.
因为子女跟爸爸是同一个心呐。
Because they share the same kind of background in life.
Same heart, 哈。
Same heart.
哎，所以他知道他在讲什么。
So they understand what the message was.
哎，那如果一个不相干的人
，But if there is someone who is totally unrelated to them,
哎，那讲一句话他就听不懂啊。
This person may get lost in the middle of a conversation.
哎，那主耶稣只把神的意思啊交给这个门徒。
Jesus Christ conveyed the message from God to his disciples.
为什么？
Why?
因为只有门徒想要明白主耶稣的道理。
Because only his disciples wanted to understand what the parables mean.
因为只有门徒抛弃世界上的东西来追求神。
Because these are the only people who forsake everything else that they have in this world and followed Jesus.
哎，所以这个就很清楚。
So here it is clear.
如果我们来到神的面前，真想追求主的话
，If we come in front of God and want to pursue after him.
哎，我们一定要有神的灵啊。
We have to have his Holy Spirit.
我们要求神的灵让我们明白圣经在讲什么。
Because we have to pray so that the Holy Spirit will help us to understand what the Bible means.
很多人在听到。
Many people listen to the word.
哎，但是听到的不一定都真正听清楚啊。
But they may not have understood what they heard.
哎，如果我们坐在那里听到不靠圣灵的话，绝对听不清楚你在讲什么。
So if we do not have the help from the Holy Spirit, we are not capable of understanding.
我们聚会啊也是一样。
It's the same story with the sermons.
我们是来敬拜神。
We're worshiping God.
哎，我们要求神呐、啊，这灵在我们身上，我们来这样敬拜才有意义、啊。
We want His Holy Spirit to descend on us so that we can understand, so that our worship is meaningful.、
哎、所以主耶稣只把这个比喻啊，只解释给门徒听。
So Jesus explained the parable to his disciples.
哎，那主耶稣跟他解释什么呢
？And what did he say?
嗯，他说这个种子啊落在四个地方。
He said the seeds were sown into four different places.
十一节
，verse 11。
这个比喻就是这样，种子就是神的道。
Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God.
哎，神的道啊，种在人的心里面。
Which tells us that God's words is sowed into our hearts.
神的道没有改变。
The words had not changed.
不管哪一个人接受，都是一样的。
And whoever received it is the same word.
哎，但是能不能够生根发芽结果啊？再看看那个人的心是怎么样。
But is it going to bear fruit? That's a different story because it depends on the heart where the seed fell on.
如果再讲清楚一点，就是看我们的存心是什么。
In other words, this is saying that we need to understand our own hearts.
不是 well, what kind of heart we have?
What kind of heart that we have?
哎，这个很重要。
And this is an important matter.
哎，如果没有一个好的心呢、啊，来接受神的道，就没有办法接受的。
If we do not have a good, noble heart, then we're not able to receive God's words.
哎，他说第一种啊，撒在路旁呢，魔鬼一来就吃走了。
The first type of hearts are like the wayside. When the seed fell on, the demon would came and devoured the words.
我想来到费城教会的很多朋友来了又走了不少啊。
I know that there are many truth seekers who came to our Philadelphia church, but they departed also.
哎，这个就是因为根本没有兴趣啊，魔鬼就拿走了。
Because they were not that interested.
哎，第二个就撒在石头地的。
And the second type are the seeds that fell on the rocks.
哎，虽然发芽了
，even though they sprang up.
但是他的那个心啊，很多石头。
But their hearts were filled with the rocks.
哎，神的道没有办法生根呐、啊，在他心里面没有办法生根。
So the word cannot take roots.
所以遇到试炼呢，就离开了。
So when there are temptations, they departed from us.
这在讲什么
？And what does this mean?
什么叫做道理在我们的心里面生根
？What does it mean to have God's words take root in our hearts?
我们信仰的根基是什么
？And what is the foundation of our beliefs?
我们的信仰的根基啊，不是聚会的这个形态，或者是祷告什么。信仰的根基只有一种。
The foundation of our faith doesn't reside in how we worship. There is only one type of foundation.
耶稣基督
which is Jesus Christ.
我们把这个路加福音第八章夹着啊，我们来看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's now turn to First Corinthians.
哥林多前书三章十一节。
Chapter 3:11.
哥林多前书三章十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 3:11.
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能够立别的根基。
For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
这是信仰的唯一根基啊。
And this tells us the one and only foundation is Jesus Christ.
其他的都不是根基啊。
And nothing else can come close to it.
就好像我们建房子一样的地基啊。
As in the case when we build a house, we need the foundation.
那个地基是最重要的。
And the foundation is the number one important thing there.
地基如果不对啊，上面建起来了，早晚会垮掉的。
If the foundation was not laid correctly, then whatever that was built upon it is going to fall.
其实后面在解释啊，十二节到十五节的解释啊，即使对地基对，我们在上面建的材料不对，都被烧掉了。
And verses 12-15 went on to tell us that even if the material that we use to build on the foundation is wrong, the house is not going to last.
主耶稣是唯一的根基。
Jesus Christ is the one and only foundation.
这又是什么意思啊？
And what does that mean?
主耶稣太抽象了。我们认识主耶稣什么？
It's an abstract concept. What do we know about Jesus?
如果有人问说你的信仰的根基是耶稣基督，那你解释一下是什么意思
？If someone wants you to explain the sentence, Jesus Christ is our is the foundation of our faith, what are you going to say?
我们的信仰根基是耶稣基督是什么意思
？What does it really mean to say that the foundation of our faith is Jesus Christ?
换句话说，我们得救唯一的条件是什么？
In other words, what's the one and only condition under which we are going to be saved?
Romans chapter 3.
Romans chapter 3.
Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter
3. Romans chapter
3. Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3.
Romans chapter 3. Verse 24.
Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3.
Romans chapter 3. Verse 24.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
24, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ.
我们怎么能够在神的面前称义？
How can we become justified in front of Jesus?
称义的意思就是被神认为没有罪了。
Be justified means that God believed that we're sinless.
我们没有罪了，在神的面前。
Meaning our sins were rid of in front of God.
只有一个方法。
And there is only one method to achieve that.
就是因为耶稣基督的救赎。
Which is through the salvation that came with Jesus Christ.
The redemption.
The redemption.
救赎啊，就是主耶稣救我。
Redemption means that Jesus Christ saved us.
如果没有主耶稣救我，我就死了。
Without him, we're going to die.
因为圣经告诉我们呢。
Because the Bible says.
人都在罪里面呢。
That humans live in sins.
这是从神的标准来看的。
In accordance to the standard of God.
你从你自我们人来看呢，我们说我没有罪啊。
From the eyes of human beings, we may say we haven't committed anything.
但是从神的标准看。
But in the eyes of God.
人都有罪。
Everybody is a sinner.
罗马书第一章告诉我们。
Romans chapter 1 told us.
如果一个人知道神的存在。
If a person knows the existence of God.
神是造我们的造物主。
That God is his own creator.
那这个人就应当要感谢他，要荣耀他。
Then this person has to have a heart of thanksgiving and give glory to God.
如果人没有感谢他。
If you do not have the heart of thanksgiving.
你就亏欠了神的荣耀。
Then you have come short of God's glory.
在神的眼光来看，这种人就是犯罪。
And in the eyes of God, he's already a sinner.
3:23，罗马书。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God。
在神的眼光来看
，In the eyes of God，
人他所造的东西，造的所有的东西都要荣耀他。
Whatever that He had created should glorify Him。
如果没有荣耀他
，If they haven't done that，
你就亏缺了神的荣耀。
Then they have come short of the glory of God。
亏缺了神的荣耀就是犯罪。
Which means He has sinned。
神所创造的东西啊。都在荣耀神。
Because whatever that's created by God should glorify God.
诗篇十九篇告诉我们。
And Psalm 19 told us.
大地都在荣耀神。
That the whole earth is glorifying God.
每天都在颂赞神的作为。
And every day is exclaiming and praising God's behavior, God's actions.
虽然没有讲话。
Even though without words.
整个宇宙都在赞美神。
But the whole universe is praising God.
他说：“你看太阳。”
And he said, "Let's take a look at the sun."
对，早上就起来了。
That it rises in the morning.
然后到中午到大地照的所有的全部全地。
It shines upon the entire earth at noon.
下午它又下山下回去了。
And later today it sets.
太阳没有讲话。
The sun did not say anything.
但是太阳显出神的作为来。
But through the sun, God's mighty power is revealed to us.
如果没有太阳
，and without sun，
你知道我们活在哪里吗
？Do we know where we're going to live？
就看不到东西呀。
We're not able to see anything.
我们在这很冷的地方。
And we have no warmth.
住在很黑的地方。
And we live in darkness.
如果我们住一天呢，还可以了。
We can live for a day under such conditions.
如果叫我们住一个礼拜，你大概就受不了了。
But we may not be able to bear for a week.
如果我们每好几年都要在这种地方
，If we live under such conditions for years，
那个人再出来又不像人了。
Then when the person emerged, he's not going to look like a human。
因为他整个形状都改变了。
Because he would have changed。
因为太阳给我们很多的这个照顾。
Because the sun gave us warmth。
很给我们不但是给我们这个温暖，而且给我们亮光。
And light and many benefits。
所有的生物也需要太阳才能够生长。
And all living creatures need the sun in order to grow。
如果我们没有其他的生物，我们人能活吗
？If we do not have other creatures living aside us, how can we survive？
所以圣经是告诉我们。
So the Bible told us。
所有其他的宇宙万物的东西被神造，都在颂扬神的名。
That everything that was created by God is glorifying God。
他虽然没有讲话
，Even though they didn't say anything，
但是他显出神的作为。
But God's mighty power is revealed.
一个聪明的人
，If a person is smart，
一个属神的人
，And if a person belongs to God，
看到这些大神的这大作为
，And beholding the God's creation，
那就会感谢神。
They should give thanks to God。
如果他不会感谢神
，If he doesn't know how to do that，
那他就亏欠了神的荣耀。
Then he has fallen short of God's glory。
更何况是神把人当作他的儿子。
Not to mention that God treated human beings as his own children。
神没有把其他的东西当作他的儿子。
He did not treat other creatures。
他只有把神人当作儿子。
Instead, he treats humans。
什么叫做儿子
？As sons。
什么叫做我们的儿子？
What does it mean to be the son？
当我离开这个你死了以后
，When I depart from this world，
我所有的东西都给我的儿子。
Everything that I have had is going to go to my son。
我不会给别人呐。
I will not give them to someone else。
因为我的儿子是承受我产业的。
Because my son inherits all my possessions。
神要把他所有东西给我们。
And God wanted to give us everything He has。
但是人犯罪啊。
But humans have sinned，
亏欠了神的荣耀。
And fallen short of His glory。
那主耶神又来爱我们。
But because of God's love for us，
所以就是主耶稣就来到地面来救我们。
So Jesus Christ descended onto this earth to save us。
怎么救我们
？And what did He do？
他就是钉死在十字架。
He was crucified on the cross。
因为经过钉十字架的代替我们犯罪的刑罚，所以我们才有资格成为在神的面前成为一个没有罪的人。
And through crucifixion, he shouldered our sins so that we became sinless in front of God.
因为没有罪，我们才可以回到神那里去。
And because we are sinless, we are able to return to God's side.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
只有圣洁的人才回到神那里去。
Only those who are also holy can return to Him.
这个就是我们信仰的根啊。
And this is the root of our faith.
我们唯一的根基就是主耶稣的救赎。
And the only foundation of our faith is the salvation of
God. 这个主耶稣的救赎当作我们信仰的根。
And the redemption is the foundation of our faith.
不是只有我们刚刚开始信主的时候。
And it doesn't only work when we first came to believe.
更重要的是我们从此走天国路的时候唯一的根基。
And this should also be treated as the one and only foundation we are on our way towards.
我们在教会服事。
We serve in the church.
我们敬拜神。
We worship God.
我们帮助人。
We help other people.
我们的动力的原动力是什么？
And what is the motivation?
你的动机是什么？
And what is the original force for us to do that?
你为什么这样做？
And why were we doing so?
是因为主耶稣为我的罪钉死在十字架。
Because Jesus had shouldered our sins on the cross.
是主耶稣的救赎。
It's because of the redemption of sins.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible told us.
如果一个人做好事情。
If a person does good deed.
帮助教会也好。
And help the church.
帮助人也好。
Or help his fellow human beings.
他表面上看起来很敬拜神。
Outwardly, he appeared to worship God.
但是他的做这些事情的动机原动力不是在主耶稣的救恩上面的话。
But if his motivation did not reside with the redemption of Jesus Christ,
那些东西都没有用的。
Then whatever he did is of no significance.
圣经说没有用是从神的角度来看。
This is from the eyes of God.
当然这个人做好事人家会称赞他。
Of course, if a person does good deeds, others will praise him.
但是这不是神的角度。
But that's not from God's viewpoint.
神的角度是什么？
And what is God's viewpoint?
就是跟我们将来得永生得救有直接关系的。
It is the correlation between what we do and our salvation.
我们做好事情。
We do good things.
一定要在主耶稣的救赎的救恩的这个基础下做的。
We have to do that based on or from the standpoint of the redemption.
那样我们做的东西啊，才能够记在天国。
Because only in that way will what we do be counted as our goodness.
如果这个动机不对。
If the motivation was wrong,
可能你在地面上有益处了。
Even though it's beneficial to you on this earth,
人家都对你很好。
And people treat you well in return.
但是呢，对我进天国没有帮助。
But it's not beneficial to you in the matter of entering the heavenly kingdom.
所以这个根基非常的重要。
So the foundation is the utmost importance.
我们再回来看路加福音第八章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 8.
第十四节说那些人啊有些种子啊神的道落在一种他的心好像荆棘一样。
Verse 14 says, some of the seeds fell among the hearts that appeared to be like the thorns.
什么叫做心里面很多荆棘呢？
What does it mean to hold thorns in one's heart?
十四节告诉我们就是思虑钱财厌乐。
Verse 14 says, these are the hearts that are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life.
很多很多很多烦恼。
The person is filled with worries.
为了钱啊，为了赚更多的钱。
And want to make more money.
为了我肉体的享受。
Or want to have pleasures.
这就是世界上的东西。
These are the worldly things.
人如果为了世界上的东西去努力。
If a person only labor after the things of this world.
那么他从神听到的道理啊，就开化不了了。
Then whatever he heard from the Lord, the Lord is not going to take root in his heart.
表面上这些人都是来聚会。
Outwardly, these people came to church to worship.
但是他没有办法开花。
But they're not going to bear any kind of fruit.
他没有什么影响力。
Because they're not going to have any influence over other people.
他们大概只有在聚会的时候听听道而已了。
Because all they do is listen to the word when they came to church.
回家以后就忘记了。
After they return home, they would have forgotten everything.
很多人啊。听完就很快就忘记了。
Many people forgot what they have heard.
我们想一想上个礼拜安息日讲什么题目吗？
Can we remember the topic of the sermon?
大概没有几个
人知道。From the last Sabbath, probably not many of us could remember.
因为听完就没有人在想了。
Because after we have heard the words, we stopped thinking about it.
为什么没有在想呢？
Why is that the case.
因为我太多的烦恼的事情了。
Because we have a lot of other things that trouble me.
下午三点钟回家以后，我太多事情要做了。
Because after I get home at 3, I already have a list of things to accomplish.
我们想过吗
？Have you thought about it?
你一天当中啊，想神的事情有几分钟
？How many minutes do you spend on thinking about the words of God?
很可能你从早上一直到晚上，我们有时候可能一分钟都没有。
From morning to the late night, we may not even have spent 1 minute.
你有没有跟神祷告过
？Did you worship or pray towards God?
有一位弟兄，有一位信徒啊，就说有了。我生病的时候，我就会拼命祷告。
One believer once said, "Of course, I prayed when I was sick. I prayed hard."
我有困难的时候，我就拼命祷告。
And of course, I prayed hard when I was in difficulties.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible told us,
你要先求神的国，神的义啊。
You have to pray first for God's kingdom and His justice.
Righteousness. 这是神的事情啊。
Pray for God's matters.
这种才是真正的祷告。
That is the true prayer.
你为你的生病祷告，这算不算属神的事啊
？If all we do is praying for your own health.
那算不算属神的国，神的义啊？
Is that does that qualify for praying for God's righteousness and His kingdom?
事实上，那个是你自己的事。
Actually, you are just praying for yourself.
你的肉体上的事。
You are for the matters of your physical body.
我们到底一天当中有几天什么时候在想神国的事？我将来到天国的事。
How many times have we really thought about the matters after life?
所以很难开花结果。
And that's why it's hard for us to bear any kind of fruits.
一般人都没有在想。
Because most of us do not think about this.
太忙了。
We're too busy.
就是连聚会都没有办法来了。
And sometimes we're so busy we cannot even come to worship.
太多事情要烦恼了。
There are so many things that trouble us.
他没有想到。
But we haven't thought.
其实我们在的所有一切都在神的手里啊。
In fact, everything that we have is in the hands of God.
谁能够真正解决我们的烦恼呢
？Who can really resolve our problems?
谁能够解决我们金钱的问题呢
？Who can really give us relief in our financial matters?
谁能够真正让我们心里得满足呢
？Who can really give the true satisfaction to our hearts?
不是这个世界啊
！It's not this world.
是神啊
！It is God Himself.
我们已经信神了。
We believe in God.
不要找错地方了。
So we shouldn't turn our hearts elsewhere.
你找错地方，你就是绝对没有办法开花结果的。
If we make that mistake, obviously we're not going to bear any kind of fruits.
那些话只不过这边听过去，这边就出来了，
If,
没有影响的。
We listen to the words with one of our ears and let it leak out in the other. It's not going to have any influence on us.
第十五节
，verse 15.
好土的就是人听得到。
The ones that have fallen on the good ground means. The people who have heard the word with a noble and good heart.
持守在诚实善良的心里面。
They keep the words in their hearts.
然后要忍耐结实。
And are able to bear fruit with patience.
这里有讲三个步骤。
This stated that there are three steps.
第一个就是要听到。
The first had to do with listening to the word.
我们要忍来啊。
We have to bring ourselves.
我们如果连聚会都不聚会，你怎么听到啊
？If we do not even participate in the worship, then how are you going to?
除非你自己在家里可以自己读圣经呢、啊。
Well, you can read the Bible on your own.
即使那样子，你也要来聚会啊。
But even when you are able to do that, you still should come to the worship.
聚会是什么意思
？What does the church service entail?
我们没有讲别的。我们不是在讲别的
We're not speaking of anything else.
我们是在讲神圣经的话
We're talking about God's words.
讲的人借着圣经话彼此勉励
And those who give the sermon would use God's words to encourage each other.
谁讲都没有关系啊
And it really doesn't matter who delivers the
message. 只要他讲神的话
As long as the person speaks of the truth.
如果他不讲圣经那你不必听了
Well, if a person doesn't refer to the Bible, obviously don't have to listen to him.
但是我们要有这个心啊
But we have to have the heart.
如果没有这个心来听到
If we do not have the heart to listen.
你即使坐在这里心也不在这里啊
Even though your physical body is here, your heart is elsewhere.
我们的神知道人的心啊
God searches human hearts.
所以听到很重要。
So it's important for us to listen to the word.
但是听到的态度更重要。
But the attitude with which we listen is even more important.
如果我们不觉得说我现在来听的是神在讲的道，那你 当然就不会有什么结果了。
If we do not believe the words that we're listening to are in fact coming from God, then obviously you're not going to pay attention.
第二个就是要持守在诚实善良的心里面。
Secondly, we have to keep God's words with noble and good heart.
这什么意思啊？
And what does that mean?
什么叫做持守？
What does it mean to keep?
就是把我听到的东西常常反复的思想。
It means we have to reflect upon what we have heard.
我们今天听到的道理啊。
The theories that we learn.
神没有叫我们说把整篇道理背起来啊。
We're not meant for us to memorize.
那不是把整篇都背起来。
We're not told to recite everything we were told.
你只要看看你这今天这一篇道理里面，你哪一段哪一句话啊，哪一个圣经的教训对你最有造就，你就把它拿回去。
All you have to do is to understand and remember that one sentence that's most meaningful to you.
放在心上了。
Keep that one in your
heart. 你也不必说这样把它背起来了。
You don't have to recite it.
放在心上就好。
You just have to keep it.
或者写在纸条上面。
Maybe you can write it down.
明天早上再看一下。
And take a look at it the next morning.
明天晚上你再想一下。
Or review it in the evening.
只要五分钟就好。
Spend 5 minutes on it.
你这样子每天这样想，这样每天这样子的话，一个礼拜以后，你再回来以后，你就得到很多。
If you are able to do that every day after a week, you will find that you have gained something.
这个叫做持守在诚实善良的心上。
This is what it's meant to keep God's words with a noble and good heart.
如果没有这种心呢？
If you don't have such a heart,
你听到很好的道理啊，就丢掉了，过一两个礼拜就不见了。
No matter how good the sermon is, after a couple of weeks' time, you would have forgotten all about it.
我们常以前呢、啊，因为那个科技还不发达，我们就想说啊，我们很想听，我们教会的工人讲的道。
In the olden times, we didn't have such advanced technology. We said we wish we could listen to.The sermons delivered by our own holy workers.
常常建议，哎呀，你应该多来讲道啊。
And we suggested to them that they have to come frequently to speak to us.
但是现在在网络里面了。
But nowadays with the internet.
在我们真耶稣教会的网络里面有多少讲章，你晓得吗？讲道呢
？Within our own TJC website, do you know how many sermons you can locate in there?
我想至少上千呐、啊，或者上万的讲道在那里。
There could be thousands or tens of thousands of those.
有几个人在听啊
？But how many people actually listen to those?
我不知道你们会者有没有 upload 哈、哦、到美国总会的那个 library 里面哈、哦，在那个图书馆里面。
I'm not sure if the Philadelphia Church has downloaded anything from or uploaded to the library of the IA.
每个教会都把他们的安息日都放进去了。
Many churches would upload their sermon recordings into.
讲习会都在里面了。
And there are a lot of theological seminars.
你想听什么都有。
Whatever you want to hear, You can find it there.
但是我想很少人去听了。
But I don't think many of us are actually listening to it.
很少人愿意把它继续的去思想神的道。
Not many of us will want to continue reflecting upon what they have learned.
最后要忍耐结实。
In the end, we need to bear fruits with patience.
什么叫做忍耐？
What does it mean to be patient?
忍耐什么东西啊？
And what do we need to be patient
with? 你忍耐有一个目标啊。
You have to have a goal.
忍耐什么东西？
What are you patient with?
忍耐我们所得到的得救正路了。
We have to be patient with this process of salvation.
如果我们已经得到了怎么样才能够进天国的得救道路
？If we have already received the theory of salvation and know how to enter into the heavenly kingdom，
那我们也知道应该怎么做。
And we know what we are supposed to behave。
什么叫做忍耐
？What does it mean to be patient？
从现在一直到死的时候
，It means from this point of time to the point of death。
我就这样做了。
We have to behave in certain ways.
不管环境变化什么
，regardless of the changes in the environment that we live in.
我再忙，我也这样做。
And regardless of how busy we are, we have to act in certain ways.
被人家笑，我也这样做。
And even if we are mocked by other people,
我仍然继续做。
We should hold on steadfastly to what we have.
我周围的人没有人信耶稣了，我还继续做。
Even if nobody next to me is believing in Jesus Christ, we still have to hold on to my own.
这就是忍耐啊。
And this is what is meant to be patient.
那必然能够结到果实。
And if we have such patience, then it's
这种人啊，就可以到天国去。
And surely they will be able to bear fruit and enter into the heavenly kingdom.
所以让我们了主耶稣讲的这个比喻啊，让我们了解啊，我们要需要很谨慎。
So this parable tells us that we need to be careful.
很多人来听道理。
Many people came to listen to.
很多人会离开的。
And many people departed.
很多人每天都每次每个安息日都来聚会。
Many people come to the Sabbath every Saturday.
但是持守在心里面的很少。
But a very few of us would keep in our hearts what we have learned.
能够坚持到他最后一口气的人更少。
And even fewer would be able to hold on to these words with patience.
我们今天来讲一两个例子。
And we have a couple examples.
我们特别讲到这个持守在诚实善良的心里。
We learned to keep God's words with a noble and good heart.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to the book of John chapter 1.
47节。
Verse 47.
主耶稣招呼拿但业。
Jesus saw Nathanael.
拿撒勒。
Nathanael.
47节。
Verse 47.
约翰福音1章47节。
John chapter 1 verse 47.
耶稣看见拿但业来，就指着他说：“看哪，这是个。” 真以色列人，他心里没有诡诈的。
47. Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him and said to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit."
这个是主耶稣看见这个人第一次讲，跟他很远的地方就对他讲的一句话。
This is what Jesus said to this person when he saw him for the first time.
其实这个拿但业啊是腓力的朋友。
Actually, Nathanael is a friend of Philip.
那主耶稣先招了腓力。
And the Philip came following Jesus first.
那腓力就赶快去找他的好朋友拿但业。
And afterwards, he went to look for his good friend Nathanael.
那就告诉他在旧约圣经里面所讲的那位先知啊，那个基督啊，就是我们找到了，就是这个拿撒勒人耶稣。
Telling him that they had found the Messiah, who is Jesus from Nazareth.
那他在主耶稣在拿撒勒地方长大，所以圣经会讲说他是拿撒勒人耶稣。
Because Jesus grew up from Nazareth, so he was called Jesus of Nazareth.
那个拿但业啊，第一句话怎么讲呢？
But what was Nathanael's first reaction to that?
他说拿撒勒怎么会出什么好东西啊？
How can anything good coming out of Nazareth?
他为什么这样讲？
Why does he say? Why did he say that?
这种人这样讲话，这不是很不客气吗？
Isn't that rude for him to have said such a thing?
那为什么主耶稣还说他是真以色列人，心里没有诡诈呢？
Then how come Jesus reacted to this particular person by saying by calling him a true Israelite in whom there is no deceit?
因为主耶稣看到人的心呐。
Because Jesus searched upon human hearts.
主耶稣跟他讲这句话是根据他的心来讲的。
And what he said is based upon his heart.
不是跟他讲的话。
And it's not because of what Nathanael had said.
因为他很不客气批评主耶稣啊。
Because Nathanael wasn't polite before he saw Jesus.
但是主耶稣知道他心里面没有诡诈。
But Jesus knew that there is no deceit.
这种才是真正的神的选民。
And who is a true chosen person of God.
所以神看我们的心啊。
So God searches our hearts.
我们今天来到神的面前也一样啊。
And today we came in front of God.
我们要有一个诚实善良的心。
We have to have an honest and good heart.
别人看不到。
Others cannot see.
但是神看得到。
But God can see.
这种人神会祝福他。
And this kind of people God will bless.
这个拿但业啊， 如果我们从前面看来啊， 他对圣经很了解。
And from the descriptions, we knew that Nathanael was thoroughly familiar with the Bible.
因为他知道圣经没有讲拿撒勒会出什么人来。
And because of that, he knew that the Bible didn't say that anything good will come out of Nazareth.
他知道伯利恒会出生救主。
He knew that a Savior may be born into Bethlehem.
但是他不知道拿撒勒，圣经没有记载。
But the Bible didn't say anything will come out of Nazareth.
如果是根据这样子来讲的话，
Because of that.
那撒旦也讲的话是对的。
Then what Nathanael had said is correct.
如果我们不知道，你就觉得这个人很狂，很骄傲。
If we did not know the whole story, then we think Nathanael is a arrogant person.
但是如果你自己知道了，从旧约圣经里面从来没有讲过那撒勒会出什么神会出什么人呢？
But because the Bible never said that anything good is going to come out of Nazareth.
如果我们了解圣经的话,
if we know the Bible,
我们就会赞成拿单叶讲的话,
then we probably will side with Nathanael.
我们就不会看清他,
and we may not understand.
主耶稣知道他的心是正的。
But here Jesus knew that Nathanael's heart is in the right place.
什么叫做没有诡诈?
And what does it mean to have no deceit in one's heart?
就是不会说谎了。
It means a person will not tell lies.
不会假冒为善了。
And he will not pretend and be a hypocrite.
很真实的人了。
He's a true person.
你跟这个人交往啊，不必要他讲什么，你很快就相信了。 你不会说他到底讲这个是不是真的还假的。
And if you are dealing with a person, you will not constantly wonder if he's telling lies or truth.
你如果跟一个人 看他跟你讲一句话，你只有相信百分之五十啊，这个人，你知道你不能够相信他的。If
a person says something to you and you only believe 50% of what he says, then you know you cannot trust him wholeheartedly.
但是有的人，他讲一句话，你完全相信。But
some people, if they utter one sentence, you believe him right there and then.
因为你跟他交往当中，他从来没有说谎过。Because
during your communication with this person, he never lied to you.
他没有害人过。And
he never betrayed anybody.
这个就叫做没有诡诈。And
this is what is meant to have no deceit.
这不简单啊。
And it's not hard. It's not easy to do. And only God Himself would know.
那主耶稣就告诉他，那个拿单叶就问主耶稣啊。
So Nathanael asked Jesus Christ.
你怎么知道我啊？
How do you know that?
你怎么知道我是没有诡诈的人？我也没有见过你啊。
How do you know that I have no deceit in my heart? I never met with you before.
我从来不认识你，你怎么知道我呢？
How do you know me?
那我们看看哈，第48节。
Let's see verse 48.
1章48节。
Chapter 1, verse 48.
拿单叶对耶稣说, 你从哪里知道我呢?
Nathanael said to him, how do you know me?
耶稣回答说, 腓力还没有招呼你, 你在无花果树底下, 我就看见你了。
Jesus answered and said to him, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you.
腓力还没有介绍你的时候, 我已经看到你了, 你在远远的无花果树下, 我就知道你。
Before Philip introduced you to me, I saw you underneath the fig tree.
如果我们是拿单叶,
if we were Nathanael,
你会怎么想?
What would you think?
主耶稣这个人我从来没有遇过, 他怎么知道我是一个没有诡诈的人呢?
I never met with this person. How does he know that I am a person with no deceit?
我们会怎么想?
How would we react to?
这个人不是平常人啊。
This person cannot be a regular human being.
他怎么知道我心里在想什么?
How can he know what I have in my heart?
这个圣经的这个注解的书有这样讲的哈。
Some of the study books of the Bible told us.
无花果树啊，以色列人常喜欢在无花果树啊做一件事情啊。
The Israelites like to do certain things with a fig tree.
以色列里面虔诚的以色列人呢。 常常在无花果树下祷告默思神啊。The
devout Israelites often pray and meditate underneath the fig trees.
这个人如果是这样，这个人是在那里想神啊。If
a person was there meditating upon God,
如果我们在那个树下在想神。If
we were meditating about God underneath the tree,
我们在想圣经的话。
And meditating about the words in the Bible.
主耶稣出现了。And
Jesus Christ appeared in front of us.
他说，我们当然不知道这个是主耶稣了。Obviously,
we did not know who he is.
主耶稣说，你心里没有诡诈。But
Jesus told us you have no deceit in your
heart. 你真是有诚实善良的心啊，在读神的话。You
have an honest and good heart. You are reading God's words.
如果我们是拿单叶。
If we are Nathanael.
你要回答什么？
How are you going to react to such a situation?
因为你是在读神的话。
Because you're reading God's words.
那突然之间有一个人告诉你。
And all of a sudden, somebody said this.
哎呦，你是真心在拜神啊。
That you are a true worshipper of God.
哎，他怎么知道我真心？我也没讲话，
you,
我也没带圣经啊。
You say, how does he know? I don't even have the Bible with me.
我只是心里想而已啊。
I'm just thinking about this.
哎，这个虔诚的拿但业。
And this devout Nathanael.
哎，这个没有诡诈的拿但业。
Who has no deceit in his heart?
神马上祝福他。
You received a blessing from God right there.
拿但业怎么讲？
And how did Nathanael react to it?
49节。
Verse 49.
拿但业说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。”
Verse 49. Nathanael answered and said to him, "Rabbi, you are the son of God. You are the king of Israel."
他回答三件事啊。
So he said three things.
因为主耶稣知道他是一个没有诡诈的人。
Because Jesus knew that he is a person who has no deceit in his heart.
他马上知道跟他讲话的这个主耶稣是谁啊。
Then he immediately knew who was speaking to him.
为什么？
Why?
因为圣灵感动他。
Because the Holy Spirit had moved him.
因为他是一个诚实善良心的人啊。
Because he is an honest person with a good heart.
哎，他常常这样子思想神。
He often meditated.
神就祝福他。
Then God had blessed him.
别人都不，别人看耶稣是普通的人啊，是木匠啊。
Everybody else saw Jesus as the son of the carpenter.
他但是他一下就讲主耶稣是三种人啊，三个位置。
But he was able to recognize Jesus immediately and in three ways.
哎，第一个。
One.
拉比。
Rabbi.
拉比就是老师啊。
Rabbi means teacher.
哎，我们可能说碰到一个人就说你是老师吗？当然不是嘛。
How can we call anybody teacher?
因为他能够教我啊。
Only when this person can teach us something.
他能够指导我怎么样进天国。
He's able to instruct us so that we know how to enter into the kingdom.
我要向他学习啊。
Then we have to learn from him.
他马上知道耶稣，他要向他学习啊。
So here, Nathanael immediately knew that he needs to learn from Jesus.
第二个。
Two.
他说耶稣是神的儿子。
He said, "You are the son of God."
哎呦，这个是让我们真的很惊讶。
And this is also a surprise to us.
很多人来教会听道理听了很久啊，甚至几年啊。耶稣是谁？他还搞不清楚。
Many people came to church to attend the services for years, but they still would not entirely understand who Jesus is.
哎，就有信徒，你问他耶稣是谁，他有时候也会愣住啊。
And we have some believers. When we ask them who Jesus is, they may feel at the loss.
哎，他没有办法回答。
They wouldn't not be able to answer.
哪但也是第一次一碰耶稣啊。
And here is Nathanael met with Jesus for the first time.
他马上说你是神的儿子。
He immediately said you are the son of God.
这句话对我们来讲好像没有什么感觉呀。
At the same time, for us, we may not feel anything differently towards that particular sentence.
因为这句话太严重了，对犹太人来讲啊。
But however, this is an important message for the Jewish people.
主耶稣就是讲说我是神的儿子，被钉十字架的。
Jesus was crucified because he said he's the son of God.
这句话来讲啊，这是主耶稣说我就是神啊。
Because in the same way he's saying he is the God himself.
哎，主耶稣有一次跟法利赛人讲，我跟天父原来是一个。
Once Jesus said to the Pharisees that he and his father are in fact one and the same.
没有错，在永远的这个灵里面。耶稣跟神是一啊，我们是拜独一神啊。
And there is nothing wrong with that because in the long term, Jesus and God are in fact one.
犹太人知道很清楚。
And the Jewish people knew clearly.
犹太人只拜一个神啊。
That they only worship the one and true God.
哎，不像很多宗教有爸爸神、儿子神，还有太太神，一大堆神，跟人一样。
And like in some of the other religions where there are multiple gods.
只有一个神啊。
The Jewish people only worship.
神的儿子就是神啊。
And then the son of the God is God himself.
因为我们不是犹太人呢。
We're not Jewish.
哎，如果我们生在以前呢，主耶稣那个时候。
If we were born in the same time when Jesus was born.
哎，我们不会拿石头要打死耶稣啊。
We probably would not stone Jesus to death.
那些犹太人就拿石头要打耶稣啊。
But here the Jews were about to stone him.
哎，那主耶稣说你为什么打我呢？
And Jesus asked, why would you do that?
我做了那么多好事情，医病赶鬼，你怎么用石头打我？
Everything I've done is good.
然后说不是因为你做好事啊。
But they would react, no, it's not because you have done good.
我打死你啊，是因为你是人啊，你为什么说你是神？
We want to stone you because you are a human being like us, but you claim to be the God.
因为主耶稣说我是神的儿子啊。
Because Jesus said that he is the son of God.
要犹太人相信主耶稣是神的儿子就是神啊。
And so that the Jewish people can believe that the son of God is the son himself.
这种对犹太人来讲是亵渎神啊。
So in the eyes of a Jew at that point of time, Jesus was blaspheming.
那个拿但业是亵渎神啊。哎，不是，这个拿但业啊，说主耶稣是神的儿子，这神的儿子这句话就是亵渎神啊。
In saying so, saying that Jesus is the son of God, that's blasphemy also.
哎，所以这个拿但业得到很大的福气。
So, but here Nathan was greatly blessed.
哎，因为他心里是诚实善良的。
Because he has a noble and a good heart.
第三句话。
The third sentence.
哎，不但说拉比老师神的儿子，又说你是以色列的王。
Not only did Nathan now said called Jesus Rabbi and the Son of God, he also said that he is the King of Israel.
这是选民的王啊。
Meaning that he is the King of the chosen people.
他是万王之王。
He is the King of kings.
王就是所有的权柄。
And king to be the king means to have the almighty power.
是主耶圣经告诉我们。
The Bible told us,
主耶稣被钉十字架，三天复活。
Jesus was crucified on the cross, but he was resurrected in 3 days' time.
四十天以后，他升天了。
And in 40 days' time, he ascended to heaven.
升天，神把所有的权柄都交给他。
Then God entrusted him with all the powers in the universe.
将来所有的宇宙万物，包括人都要他向他下拜。
So that everything and living creatures in this universe will go down their knees and worship him.
不管你信不信，都要向他下拜。
Regardless of if they believe or not, they have to do.
因为他有所有的权柄。
Because of his power.
就他是真正的王啊。
And he is the king.
哎，他永远不会死的王。
And he is everlasting.
他的国度没有穷尽的。
And there is no end to his kingdom.
哎，这个是很奥秘的事啊。
And this is the great mystery.
如果我没有仔细去想啊。
If we do not think about
this, 你觉得这个他没有讲什么啊。
Then you don't understand what you are reading.
哎，其实在讲说这个人啊，被神的圣灵感动啊，所了解对神的认识的一个对耶稣的认识的了解。
In fact, they described to us Nathanael's understanding of Jesus because he was moved by the Spirit.
哎，主耶稣就祝福他。
And because of that, Jesus blessed him.
就因为我说我远远的看到你在无花果树下看见你，你就这么相信我？我是神的儿子，我是以色列的王吗
？Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree. Do you believe?
那我要给你更大的事情。
Then most assuredly, I will tell you even greater mysteries.
51节
Verse 51.
又说，我实实在在告诉你们，你们将要听看见，你们将要看。见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子的身上。
51 And he said to him, Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
哎，这是在讲啊，主耶稣要成为从人的地上啊，要通到天的一个天梯了。
This tells us that Jesus is the ladder between heaven and earth.
主耶稣说，我是道路、真理、生命。
That he is the way the choose the life.
如果不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
Instead of through me, nobody could return to his father.
哎，他是唯一的天梯了。
And he is the one and only ladder.
主耶稣是人类唯一的救主。
Because Jesus is the one and only savior of humankind.
哎，是我们唯一的根基啊。
And he's our one and only foundation.
是我们唯一的梯子可以到天国去的。
He's the only ladder through which we could enter into the heavenly kingdom.
哎，那我们一定要抓住这个根基啊。
So we have to hold on steadfastly to this one and only foundation.
我们求神要给我们一个诚实善良的心，把它守住这个道理。
We pray that God will grant us an honest and good heart, so that we can keep His words.
这样子，我们才会开花结果
，and bear fruits.
那我们才能够忍耐结实啊
，and be able to achieve what we need to achieve.
求神带领我们啊！我们今天早上聚会就到这里。
May the Lord guide us, and that concludes our morning Sabbath service.
哎，那我们现在要来祷告。
Now we're going to pray again.
哎，我们求神啊，带领我们。
We pray that God will continue to guide us.
哎，我们真的想要来敬拜神。
That we worship Him with a true heart.
啊，不是只有表面上来敬拜神啊。
We didn't just keep up the appearances.
哎，我们要用我们的心来敬拜神。
That we have to worship Him with our heart.
要用诚实善良的心。
With a heart that's noble, honest, and good.
更重要的是，我们要有一定要抓住这个唯一的根基——耶稣基督的救赎。
More importantly, we have to hold on steadfastly to this one and only foundation, which is the salvation of Jesus Christ.
哎，好，我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's go down our knees and pray.